This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem. We have a very interesting sugya today. The sugya of Yadois Kedushin. The Gemara and Daf Vav Amud Beis asked, Boyi Rav Papa, Yesh Yad LeKedushin Oilai. What's the case? The Gemara says the case is, you said to one woman, Hareya Mikudashesli, you gave her money, and you said to the friend, and you. The Gemara says, you said to the friend, and you also? The Gemara says, no, if you said, and you also, then obviously, that is Kedushin Atzman, and you also. That's saying Hareya Mikudashesli. That's the equivalent of saying Hareya Mikudashesli. So the Gemara says the case is where you said to woman one, Hareya Mikudashesli, and to woman two, you said, and you. The Ran explains the cases where you gave the first woman two prutais. Because if you gave the second woman a pruta also, then obviously you're marrying her. Now that's very telling. The Ran says, Leka lefrushe benoisein pruta lezu, pruta lezu, then the vadai mashma dechahai gavna leka lesuke klau viva'ad chazoi. If you gave her money, then you can't have a havamina that what you're saying to her is, and you watch, or and you consider. Because even ein yad lekedushin, kedushin atzman hein. So the case is you gave the first woman two coins, two prutois, and you said, Hareya Mikudashesli, and you said to the other woman, va'at. So the million-dollar question here, all the achroinim ask this question, the Baal Nesiva is Hamishbat, the Bircha Shmuel, Rav Chaim Brisker, the Stipler, Rav Shlomo Hyman, Rav Nachum, they all ask, wait a second, why do you need to speak by Kedushin? Why do you need to speak? Is it Exeris HaKosov that you need to speak? You need to speak because we need to know he wants to get married. We need Giloy Das. We need to know that he wants to do this. So if the only reason you need Amira is because we need to know that he wants to get married, so there's no din bitois vasayim by Kedushin. He just has to be Megala Das that he wants to get married. Then why do you need a din of Yadois? Isn't it? Let's say there would be no din yadois by kedushin, but still it shows he wants to get married. Meaning the Ran says the shaila is, does it even work by yadayim aichichais? Meaning our question of yesh yad lekedushin is not only in a case where it's not maichichais, but even if it is maichichais, we have a question: are there yadois for kedushin? So the achronim ask, why would you need a din yad? Isn't the reason why a person has to speak by Kedushin so that we know that he wants to get married? So even if there's no Yad by Kedushin, we know he wants to get married. Shouldn't the fact that he said, and you, indicate that that's what his Das is? There's no din of Bitois Vasayim. And the Raya is, there's a Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Vav, that if you are speaking to a woman about Iske Kedushin, and you're oisek ba'oisa inyan, you're talking about the wedding hall, you're talking about the gown, you're talking about the cufflings, you're talking about the band, you're talking about the sheitel, and then you hand her money, so that works. But you never said Hareya Mekudeshesli. That shows that there's no din amira by Kedushin. You just need an umdina and a haichacha that he's niskavin the Kedushin. There's no din amira. You just have to know that he wants it. So even if there's no din yadois by Kedushin, don't we at least know he wants to get married? So why wouldn't it work? Who cares? Yesh yad le Kedushin or ein yad? We know what he wants. That's the question all the achroinim raise. Now, all the achroinim ask this question. There's no din amira by kedushin. Now, I'll tell you the truth. I don't b'chlal understand the question. Even though 100 achroinim ask it, I never would have asked the question. Because I understand there is a din amira by kedushin. What's the halacha? I have a question. If a man gives kesef to a woman, he gives her a wedding ring, and she says, Hareya Mikudeshesli, or she says, no, I am being married to you, and he says, yep, that's right. Married or not married? Nasan hu va'amrohi, married or not married? Of course not. Not married. Why? Because you need Nasan hu va'amarhu. So that means there is a din of Amira by Kedushin.
Also, if he says Harei Abdi Kedushin, he doesn't specify leave.
If he says Harei Atme Kedushas, and he doesn't specify li, that's called Yadayim She'enon Mechichais. So you're saying, we see from there that there is a din of Amira? Or do maybe over there it's because, I would say that doesn't work, you know why? Because we don't know that he wants to marry her. Maybe he's marrying her for somebody else. You hear? In other words, no, if he doesn't say Li, yeah, if he doesn't say Li, then it doesn't work. Is it because you don't have an adin of Amira, or is it because we don't have an umdina? So the question of the Achroinim is assuming there's no din of Amira. We just need to know that the guy wants to get married. So in that case, who cares Yesh Yad or Ein Yad? We have the Giloy Das that we need. That's the question. Why do you need a din yadais? Don't we just need to know that the guy wants to get married? And we know that. Even if there's no din yad, don't we know he wants to get married? So let's start with the Toiras Gittin. Anybody know? Who wrote Sefer Toiras Gittin? Toiras Gittin was written by Rabbi Yaakov Lorberbaum, the author of Nesivos HaMishpat. He says, Simen Kuf Mem Aleph. After Parakam Din Adarim, Loi Mar Binon Yadais, Rak Bedvarim, the Chashav Hasam, Vafilu Bekedushin, Vegerushin, Upeo, Tztaka, Masafgale, Ishaich Beyad, Mikamakoim. So he says, in Nadarim, there's a Shaila whether Yad works by Kedushin. We're only asking by Kedushin because usually if you have an umdana that's muchach, dvarm shabalev work. In other words, if we have clear indication what you're thinking, that's good enough. We don't even need you to be megala das. We have a hoichacha what you're thinking. Like Tosfos says in many places, we don't need you to tell us. If we know on our own clearly what you're thinking, that's good enough. The thing is, by Kedushin, it's not good enough to know what you're thinking. Why? We need to know. We need to have a dibor. Uve Kedushin, uve Gerushin, afilu ika umdina demuchach tuva, loy mahani adi ika dibor. By Kedushin and Gerushin, even when there's an umdina demuchach, it doesn't work until there's dibor. Okay, so basically the Nesivos is saying that by Kedushin, it's not enough for us to know what you think. You need to tell us. And the proof is, if she talks and he gives it, if she gives and he talks, then by an Adam Chashav it works. Why? Because he spoke, and it's like he gave by accepting her gift. When she gives it through his Amira, Anan Sadi, we know Dinis Ratzis, that she wants. Let's talk about the flip side. She gave, he accepted, and he said Harei Mekudeshesli. The question is, okay, we know that he wants because he said it. How do we know she wants? We know she wants because she gave. But she never said she wants. Because for her das, we just need an umdina demuchach. And her giving when he talks is an umdina demuchach. So then why? Listen, this is a brilliant raya. Why when he gives and she talks, does it not work? We have an umdina demuchach that he wants. You hear this chokehold of the Nesivos? Why when she gives and he talks? It's a Mekudeshes by Adam Chashev. Why? Because he's giving, it's like he's giving it to her. Because she, his acceptance is like a giving. He's talking. And then he... Now, how do we know she wants? We know she wants because she gave it with his speaking. So that is umdino demuchach that she wants. Ah, so then in that case, nasan huva amrahi, if he gave and she spoke, eina mekudeshes. It's not a marriage. Nasan huva amrahi, if he gives it, and she talks, so then isn't it an umdino demuchach that he wants? No, but she's not married. Even if he says yes, the Beis Yosef says it doesn't help. I ain't lecha umdino demuchach gadol mizeh. You hear this? If a woman gives a gift to an Adam Chashev, it's like the Adam Chashev gave it to the woman. And if he speaks and she gave it, it works. Why? How do we know she wants to get married? The answer is it's Anan Sadi. He said Harei Mekudeshesli. She gave something. We know she wants. Then why don't we say the same thing? If he gives it and she spoke, why don't we have an Anan Sadi that he wants? The answer is Anan Sadi doesn't work. You need Amira. Ama Dibikedushin Dibura Beinan. We see by Kedushin you need speaking. V'loi Mahani Umdino Demuchach. Umdino Demuchach doesn't work. That's why you need Yadais. Meaning the Nesivus learns the Sugya simply. The reason you need Yadais by Kedushin, it's not enough to know that a guy wants to get married. He has to talk. If he doesn't talk, there's no marriage. The $1 million question though is why if you are Asukin Ba'isai Ha'inyan? Why if they are having conversations about marriage, and in that context, he gives her money, why are they married? He never had an amira of Harei Mekudeshesli. So you have to say that if you're Asukin Umedabrim Ba'oisai Ha'inyan, that is like a Kedushin. So when she says to him, I'm marrying you, and he says, yes, that would not be an Amira, but so to speak, a general reference to marriage would be more, on his part, would be more of an Amira. Okay, that's the first approach. In other words, there's some kind of like Gezeras HaKosov. You need a Din Amira by Kedushin.
Wouldn't this be a further proof for my Gittin by Rev Yehuda and that in the get it has to specify specifically to make it active?
No, because everyone agrees you need a Din Amira. The question is, how specific does the Dibur have to be? No, but everyone holds you do need Amira. Now, another approach here is the Rech HaShmuel. I mean, the first approach is, it's Gzeres HaKosov. You need Amira by Kedusha, not to know that he wants it. We know he wants it. In order to effectuate marriage, you need Amira. You don't have it by Asukin Ba'isai Ha'inyan. So that's sort of a difficulty in the first approach. Why does it work if you were, in general, talking about marriage and then you give something, you don't seem to have an Amira there? The Berach HaShmuel has a different approach. The Berach HaShmuel's approach is, V'naktim, the Berach HaShmuel, is found in Kedushin Siman Aleph. It says, V'naktim divrei moir v'rabi ha-goyin ha-amiti ha-chosid Rabban shel kol b'nei ha-goyla zuchuso yagin aleinu amen. I'm going to proceed with the words of his Rebbe, Reb Chaim Brisker. Ahad boy bin adarim im yesh yad le kedushin oilai Umuki kagan da amrla leisha reya mukadeshasli va'amrla lechaverta va'at mi aminan va'at nami amrla lechaverta v'tafsi ba kedushin lechaverta aydima va'at chazoi, or maybe he means you just watch. Amrla lechaverta v'loy tafsi ba kedushin lechaverta v'hikshi moir v'rabbi zchusi on al yomenu. The Reb Chaim asks, matzrichan alu adin lashon gabu kedushin. Why do you need a din of amira ha'afilu umdina? Even a proof that he wants to get married, al yidei shadiber ima al yidei al inyanei kedushin afal pi she'in boi din lashon gam kein mahani gabi kedushin da'aloi bo inan din levate besvasam gabi kedushin. Reb Chaim reiterates the question. We see from the case of someone who is in having a general conversation with a woman about marriage and he gives her something that they're married, so you see you don't need a din amiro, you just need to know that he wants to get married. Imkein afilu the Ran says that the Yad over here is the Yad Moichiach. So asks Reb Chaim, even if there's no din of Yad by Kedushin, it should help. Why is a Yad Moichiach any worse than Hoya Medaber Ima Al Iske Kedushin? Where there also it doesn't seem to be a din of Amira, and yet it works, so then it should work by Yad Moichiach as well. Why doesn't Yad Moichiach work? Let's say there's no din yadois by Kedushin, it should still work. Says Reb Chaim, an amazing chedosh. We don't make umdenois from a lashon of kedushin. What does that mean? It means like this. I'm going to say it outside first, then we'll read inside. The din of amira by kedushin is you must talk to effectuate a kedushin. What does it mean you must talk? That means not only do you need to be mechavein to acquire her and to do the ma'isa of kedushin by giving her kesef, you also have to be mechavein to do the act of kedushin by your words. Now, if the only way we see from your words that these are words for kedushin is through an umdana, then even though we know 100% that these words were said for kedushin, but you were not mechavein that the umdana created with the words should effectuate a kedushin. When you say hariyat mikudeshesli, you know you need to speak. You know the speaking creates the kedushin, and therefore you have kavana that your words effectuate the kedushin. But if your words are insufficient to effectuate the kedushin, and they only work because we could create an umdana from those words, you are never mechavein to utilize the umdana to effectuate the kedushin. Maybe you're mechavein to utilize words to effectuate a kedushin, but you're never mechavein to use the umdana from your words to effectuate the kedushin. Therefore, it's ineffective, not because we don't know what you want, but because you never had in mind that your words should effectuate the kinyan. V'tiritz mori v'rabi zechus yagin aleinu amen demizem uchach demin lashin shal kedushin, from a language of kedushin. We don't make an umdana. Biur dvarav hakadoshim heim. The explanation is, dibekedushin beinan amiram exersekasav. By kedushin, you need to talk out of exersekasav. The chiyikach, chiyikach means nasan hu v'amar hu. He gave it and he said it. Ubiur hak exersekasav. The explanation is, the gabe kedushin, by kedushin, mad beinan das habal, that which we need, das habal. Why do we need das habal by kedushin? Ein zarak mishum din kinyan. It's because it's a element of the acquisition. K'moy de b'inan gabe mekach u'memkar. By transaction, we need das mishum chalois hakinyan. So he's saying, the reason why you need amira by kedushin It's not only because we need the das of the person making the acquisition, like by all transactions, because then it would be enough if we knew what you wanted. And here, by Kedushin, we know what you want. El melavad din das lasas kin, aside from having to have an awareness to make a kinyan, k'may b'shar kinyan, and divina das v'kavanas koine, you need das to make this act into an act of kedushin. So by all kinyanim, you need to have an awareness, you need to have das. I want to buy this field. I want to buy this pen. I want to sell this item. So by a woman, you certainly have to have in mind you want to acquire her. But besides that, you need a separate das, that what the actions you're doing will effectuate the halachic process of kedushin. And you need to be thinking that about your act of giving kesef, and you need to be thinking that about your words. But when you said words that did not articulate what you want, and we have to figure out what you want, you never had in mind that from what we figure out from what you said, that should be used to effectuate a maisa kedushin. When you say words, you have in mind, with these words I want to effectuate maisa kedushin. But when you say words, that from those words we need to figure out what you want, you never had in mind that when you guys figure out what I want, we will utilize what you figured out to effectuate the maisa kedushin. You never thought that, so it doesn't work. Vintage Bercha Shmuel. When you do an act of kedushin, you have to have a mindset that from your giving of money, as well as from your words, that should create halachic kedushin. But if from your words, we still have to go ahead and figure out what you want, you never had in mind that the words I say, what you are able to decipher from them should create an act of kedushin. That wasn't your kavana. Okay? Here's another approach. Reb Shlomo Hyman. And that is, Reb Shlomo says, when Edim witness kedushin, it's not enough for them to see the giving of the kedushin. They have to see the das of the Baal. When the Baal says, Hareya mekudesh esli, they see the das of the Baal. But when the Baal says words, and there's only an umdana that that's what he wants, there is no edus that's what he wants, there's only a umdana, but we don't have two witnesses. To me, this is the most sound approach. In order to create kedushin, you need eidos. You don't just need eidos to verify that a procedure took place. You need eidos to create the chalois kedushin. You need eidos. When two witnesses see it, it makes kedushin. They need to see giving. They need to see the das of the Baal. They don't see the das of the Baal. The Baal said something, and there's a proof that's what he wants. Very nice that there's a proof, but there's no test, there's no witnesses on it. An umdina is not eidos. The same way, if we don't know who a murderer is, but we have an umdina that somebody did the murder, that's called circumstantial evidence. So too, in this case, they don't see the Baal's das. Even though you could ask, what do you mean? The Torah's Gittin had a chokehold on this. Because there's a... Why don't we say there's an Anan Sadi? We're all witnesses. The same way when she gives him, when he's an Adam Chashav. And so it's like she received, and he talks. How do we know that she wants? Anan Sadi she wants. So you could say the same thing. When he gives and she talks, it's not more than an umdana. Why is that not anan sadi? But what Rav Shlomo is saying is that it creates an umdina de muchach, but that's not testimony. Says ulafiza yisyashiv shaper safek agmar de yeshali kedushin. Hainu im yad have a mamish kumay dibur. If yad is mamish like speaking came nasan shtei prutas leisha v'amar la rem kedush zechaverta amar v'ad im yesh yad the kedushin have a mamish kumay de amar la v'ad nami v'royim ha edim ma'aseh kedushin the edim see the act. And they see the das. Ein yad kedushin, ein kan dibur shel kedushin. After muchach, shenasan al hashem kedushin. Come on, have a rak umdina, and you don't have edus. I'm going to share with you a fourth approach. The fourth approach is you don't need amira. You do not need amira. As long as we know what he wants. But we could only, and the proof is, Hayimadaber Yima Beiske Kedushin. So we know what he wants. But we will only utilize the method of Giloy Das if he doesn't talk. But once he talks, we have to use his words. And if we have to use his words, then if his words are incomplete, they're not going to work. In other words, we don't need words. We only need to know what he wants. Now, from the words, we know what he wants. That's fine. But now we have to ignore what he wants because he decided to talk. He decided to use... Basically, there are two ways of knowing what somebody wants. Knowing what they want and what they say. But once a person talks... They're choosing to utilize a system of words. Yeah, but if those words are incomplete, we can't use them. So you say, well, use what he wants. Nah, he chose to use the other system. Meaning there are two possible systems. Knowing what he wants is good enough. But once he talks, he's opting into the talking system. And then the talking better be good. And if there's no din of yadois, the talking is not good. That's the approach of Rav Nachum. Rav Nachum says, "V'yesh b'kan derech noisefes b'ayfenachek tzas da after ikah umdina demuchach gabe va'at the daite lekadsha." Even though there is an umdina demuchach, an umdina demuchach could work. Mikamagam kiven the lishna the va'at ikah lesvuki b'chazoi. Since the words could mean, you watch hare hadibur mevatos umdina. Words cancel what we know you want. The piv soiseres libay. Your words are contradicting your heart. We know what you want, but your words are saying, and you watch. Now, if there's a din of yadois, your words are good. But if there's no din of yadois, your words cancel out what you're thinking. So basically, today we learned four approaches of why you need yadois by kedushin. The Nesiva says, because anan sadi is not good enough. Umdina is not good enough. There's a gzeiros hakosav, you gotta talk. And the proof is, when she gives to an adam chashav, and she talks, and he talks, it's good. How do we know what she's thinking? Anan sadi. So why can't we use, when he gives and she talks, anan sadi, what he wants? You need amira. It's a din in kedushin, you need amira. The Berach HaShmuel says, that the reason you need Amira is really Umdina Demuchach could work. The problem is you need Kavana. And you need Kavana to do an act of Kedushin with your act. And you need Kavana that the words should make a Kedushin. And if we only are able to use your words because of the umdana that comes out of them, you are not mechavin that umdana should be utilized to create a ma'isa kedushin. The Rajba says that part of the edus is not only on the act, you need an edusan on the amira, and if the amira is only creates an umdana, it's felt in the edus, you don't have edus on that. And Rav Nachum learns that even though umdina demuchach would work, and that's why medabri malis ke kedushin works, because we know what you want. The problem is, we know what you want, but if you say words that without yado is contradicted, asi dibur umavatel leumdana. So these are four approaches: the Torah's Gittin, the Bercha Shmuel, Chidushi Reb Shloima, Chidushi Reb Nachum. Have a great day, everyone. Bracha v'atzacha. See you later. Kol tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.